This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
It is another beautiful evening on the banks of the Savannah River in North Augusta. Saturday night baseball coming your way on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. It's your Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the low-A affiliate of the Houston Astros, against the host Augusta Green Jackets, the low-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. And with that, we welcome you inside the broadcast booth at SRP Park in North Augusta. Welcome, everybody. I'm Andrew Chapman. We are live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and, of course, streaming live as well on the MILB First Pitch app. Our video broadcast tonight available by subscribing to MILB.TV, where you can find the Augusta feed in-house tonight. Subscribe now. Use the promo code Woodpeckers at checkout for $10 off your annual subscription. Get that subscription now. Milk the most out of all you can this year. Woodpeckers returning home come Tuesday, and we look forward to that. But first, the Woodpeckers trying to grab a win and get their third here on the road. They lost yesterday. They currently trail in this even series, two games apiece. They're trying to grab the upper hand after falling yesterday 5-2, they got some more good pitching. They scored early on a Joey Loperfido single, but Augusta was able to get a couple runs to go in front in the fourth inning and hold the lead throughout the remainder of the game. Mekhi Backstrom gave a couple big swings to Augusta with an RBI double to go ahead in the fourth, and then a big two-run triple to ice things in the bottom of the eighth inning. Fayetteville managed to put the tying run at the plate in the top of the ninth inning last night after Victor Mascai doubled off the wall to cut it to 5-2, but the bullpen able to lock it in, stranded a couple runners aboard for Fayetteville and iced the game 5-2, the final, putting the Woodpeckers at 4-9 overall over their first 13 games. Augusta at 6-7, a couple games in front of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. A quick look at the standings has Fayetteville at the bottom of the South Division in the Carolina League. Columbia a game in front of them at 5-8. Augusta at 6-7. Leading the South Division, Charleston and Myrtle Beach tied at 8-5. And then the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the middle of the pack at 7-6 overall, the club that the Woodpeckers will see next week. In the North, the Fred Nats lead things at 9-4, the best overall Carolina League record. Salem in second at 8-5. Carolina in the middle of the North at third, 7-6, followed by Down East Delmarva and routed out by Lynchburg. The two sides are aligning along the foul lines. We'll step aside for a brief moment for the playing of the national anthem and return on the other side to introduce the starting pitchers and starting lineups in Game 5 of 6 from North Augusta on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
All right, great.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Thanks so much for making us a part of your Saturday evening live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The Woodpeckers and the Green Jackets squaring off in Game 5 of this six-game meeting in SRP Park in North Augusta. Right-hander Landon Leach is completing his warm-up tosses, getting ready to take on the Fayetteville starting nine, which leads with Quincy Hamilton, the lefty. Logan Cerny will play in left and bat third, followed by Leo Stanny Molina, the shortstop, batting third. Tyler Whitaker is the cleanup man. He will be in right. Miguel Palma, the catcher, hits fifth. And Joey Loperfido, sixth, playing over at first base. Cody Orr begins the bottom third of the order. He's at third base, batting seventh. Victor Miskai is eighth. And Jackson Hallmark, the second baseman, rounds it out today for Joe Thon. Quincy Hamilton is digging into that left side, and we are ready to roll. Landon Leach, the tall righty and sinker baller, going to be a challenge today for Fayetteville. Misses outside with the first pitch of our ball game, and we're a little early tonight. Fans are still coming through the gates, and we are underway at 6:03 p.m. Eastern time. Another beautiful night for baseball in North Augusta. We have been treated to perfect weather all week. Today, partly cloudy and 81 degrees. Low humidity and a little bit of a breeze today coming off the right field wall in towards the field of play off of that Savannah River. Quincy Hamilton fouls the pitch over the net. Out of play it goes. 1-for-11 this week. Quincy trying to get hot into the weekend, and now the 1-2. He lifts this one out into right center field for Blair and Mesquita. Blair, the right fielder, drifts over into the gap and makes the catch for the first out of our ball game. So Blair makes the catch. That'll send Logan Cerny to the plate for the first time. Molina on deck, Whitaker in the hole. Around the diamond today for Augusta. Out in left field is Caden Morton. Speedy left fielder that can cover a lot of ground quickly. Cerny takes a fastball strike on the outer corner. In center field is Brandel Mesquita, and making that catch moments ago in right, Connor Blair. A swing and a miss on a curve outside. Cerny quickly down 0-2. On the infield, third baseman is Caleb Durbin. It's short, Cal Conley. Second base, Geraldo Quintero. Cerny down waving. Another breaking ball low and away. Cerny strikes out on three pitches. Been a tough week for Logan. He's now 1-for-14 with eight strikeouts against Augusta pitching. And it'll bring up Leo Stanny Molina to round out the infield for Augusta. First base, Makai Backstrom. And doing the catching is Adam Zabrowski. First pitch swinging. Leo Stanny Molina lines one to left center field, trying to stretch it to a double. Here comes the throw from Caden Morton. It's on the mark, and the tag is applied in time. A laser beam from the left center field warning track by Morton right to the covering shortstop Conley, and Molina was out by about a foot. Tried to stretch it to two. He'll get credit for the single, but Fayetteville down 1-2-3. A zero on the board to start our ball game, and Augusta coming to bat when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. Fayetteville down quickly in the top of the first. Leo Stanley Molina thrown out at second, trying to stretch a single into a double, and turns it over to Ryan Gusto, making his third appearance, third start this year for Fayetteville. He delivers a fastball strike, knee level on the inner half to Caleb Durbin, the Augusta leadoff man and third baseman. Fayetteville back in the road grays today. They've worn those in every road game this year. They're 2-5 in those uniforms. Got a couple of victories on Wednesday and Thursday behind some good starting pitching. They're going to hope that Ryan Gusto can continue that trend. Durbin chopped the pitch foul, third base side, and an incoming fastball is low. Bring it to 2-2 on Caleb Durbin. Cal Conley is on deck, the switch hitter. Geraldo Quintero, also a switch hitter, is in the hole. And Adam Zabrowski, the catcher, bats cleanup today for Nestor Perez. Line drive shot past the mound. Hallmark stationed up the middle. Fields on the second base side of the bag towards the middle of the diamond. And throws to first to get the out.
Shortstop number 5, Cal Conley.
Jackson Hallmark makes the play, quickly rounding out that 9 for Augusta. Fifth is Brandel Mesquita, Makai Backstrom 6. And the bottom three in the order, Caden Morton, Victor De Hoyos, making his first appearance in this series, and Connor Blair rounding out the 9. A check swing on a low and in breaking ball. And on appeal, Cal Conley held up. Jared Mullman, the crew chief of the two-man umpire crew, calling balls and strikes tonight, and Elliot Melton down the first baseline. This pitch is driven deep opposite field for Logan Cerny. He's drifting onto the warning track, and with just enough room in front of the fence, he makes the catch. Our ball game starting an hour earlier than the previous four nights, so the sun is a little bit more of a factor at this point in the evening than it has been. Cerny has the sunglasses on out there in left field, as do all the other outfielders. Tonight, Hamilton is in center. Tyler Whitaker is out in right. Two away, bases empty, and Quintero holds off on a breaking ball. Cody Orr plays at third. Shallow at the moment on the grass and off of that third baseline. Leo Stanley Molina, the shortstop, placed up the middle. Fastball gets in there for strike one to Quintero. The second baseman, Jackson Hallmark, and Joey Loperfido putting the first baseman's mitt on today. Miguel Palma, after a night off yesterday. Freddy Guillamo doing the catching. He drops the signs today for Ryan Gusto. Fastball looked at for strike two, and Gusto trying to go 1-2-3 and bookend a very quick first inning. His wind and 1-2 pitch skips to the plate. Lost the grip on what might have been intended to be a changeup. Slowed that arm motion down a little bit. Gusto coming in, 1-0 record and a 4.50 ERA. And there's an argument going on between Jared Mulman and somebody on the stairwell of the Green Jackets. Now the manager, Nestor Perez, has to come down the line to pick up the conversation and help one of his assistants not get run from this game. I'm trying to see who is arguing. The pitching coach, Mike Steed, is there, but it looked like it might have been the hitting coach, Connor Nairn, who was having an argument. And Nairn might have been tossed because he just left his spot on the railing and he set the clipboard down on the bench and he's packing up a backpack. And, yep, Jared Mulman is waiting for Connor Nairn to depart the dugout. He has walked up the stairs. He is walking towards the bullpen. And a magic word must have been said because it was a quick hook. So quick that I peeked down to the scorecard and didn't even see the official hook. And, unfortunately, here at SRP Park, the dugouts are not connected to the clubhouse like we have in Fayetteville. So as Johnny Cash and Ring of Fire plays through the speakers, we have a stoppage while the hitting coach Connor Nairn takes the long stroll down the left field line onto the warning track and eventually through a gate that is a part of that left field wall. And Jared Mulman is not taking his eyes off of hitting coach Connor Nairn the entire way down that line. Nairn gives a wave to everybody and walks through that door. And the Green Jackets without their hitting coach the rest of the way. Quintero takes a curveball low. And Nairn is not, he has not walked through the door just yet. The door is still ajar, and he is peeking around the corner of it, still watching this ball game. Here comes the pitch, and it's chopped out towards first, but it gets foul just right at the bag. And I think ground rules say that that door is supposed to be closed, but Nairn is trying to watch this game any way he can still. He's not exactly going Bobby Valentine fake mustache with it, but he's still trying to be a spectator right now. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, and a line drive stung the opposite way. Tucks inside of that line, and Cerny falls down awkwardly on the warning track. He regathers, picks up, and throws to the infield, but Quintero cruises in his second with a stand-up double.
That's another double for dollars for every double the Green Jackets in at home this season. The Mike Constable Law Firm donating $5 to the Boys and Girls Club of the CSRA. Now batting catcher Arthur Clayton, cleaned up with Adam Zapruski.
And now it's Adam Zabrowski. First pitch from Gusto is a fastball strike. This is hilarious, folks. The hitting coach, Connor Nairn, has not walked through that door just yet. It's slightly ajar, and he's peeking around that door. And he's still watching this game, although he's been ejected. And there's a fastball in there from Gusto. And Jared Mulman, if he takes a peek down that line, it's within his vision to see that Nairn is still watching this game. He wants to see how his hitters do against Gusto in this first inning of work. Bouncing fastball gets over Palma's shoulder and runs to the backstop. Quintero strolling to third on a wild pitch.
Just a bit outside.
Ryan Gusto hoping to provide some length in the starter role today, like he did his last time out against Salem on Sunday. Here's the pitch, and it is sprayed foul down the first base side. Gusto going the longest of any starter this year, 5 1/3. Gave up 3 earned runs, a couple of walks, and struck out 3 Salem Red Sox. Overall was pretty efficient as well. 68 pitches, was in the zone for 44 strikes. 1-2 home, and a grounder out to third. Played by Cody Orr, even with that third base bag, and he delivers a strike across the diamond to end the inning for Gusto. So one hit, the two-run double by Quintero. The two-out double by Quintero. He's left stranded down on third. And after one today, it is the Woodpeckers nothing, Augusta nothing, as we go to the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
How many World Series championships have the Braves won? winner will be announced in the middle of the seventh inning.
Top of the second inning from SRP Park, and Tyler Whitaker leading it off for the Woodpeckers. First pitch sinker finds its mark, low and inside on the righty Whitaker. For Landon Leach, who could be difficult to figure out today, the first true sinker baller that Fayetteville has had to face off against this year. About 50% of the outs he's recording are coming via ground ball, an 0-2 home, and Whitaker takes a curve down and away. It's one ball and two strikes. Whitaker on a 10-game hitting streak entering today. 5-for-15 in the series, and a top-of-the-zone breaking ball gets him looking for strike three. Tough at bat for Whitaker. Got caught guessing, I think, on that one. Might have been looking sinker. Got the breaking ball top of the zone, and now it's Miguel Palma, Fayetteville catcher, who's also having a good week at the plate. 4-for-10 with a double. And he scored three times. Shoots this one on the ground, sharp to third. Durbin corrals it at the waist and delivers a late throw, but in time to first. Backstrom had to elevate a little bit. The 6'5 first baseman even had to leap for that one, and he came back down on the bag just in time to get Palma. Four pitches and two outs for Landon Leach, just like that. Cruising along, and it's Joey Loperfido into the left side. He swings at the first pitch. Chops it out to short. Two hops for Conley. He fields at the chest and delivers over to first to end a five-pitch top of the second inning for Landon Leach. So we head to the bottom of the second. Quick work for Fayetteville. Nothing, nothing, our score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
You can show off your green jackets and Braves fandom. Don't forget our online store is open 24/7.
Check it.
center fielder Randall Mesquita.
Well, not sure Ryan Gusto even had time to go down the stairs and grab a towel before he returns to the mound for the bottom of the second inning. A five-pitch top of the second. Fayetteville goes down in quick order. A strikeout and a pair of groundouts for Landon Leach. Top hitter Brandon Mesquita takes a slider up and away from Gusto. A two-ball, no-strike count. Mesquita, two-hit day yesterday, comes in as Augusta's top average man at 372 over his first 11 games. He lofts a soft fly out to shallow center, and Hamilton not going to get there quick enough. It touches down in front of him, and a leadoff single off the end of the bat for Mesquita continues his good series at the plate. He's now 6-for-12. And Augusta has their second hit of the game, second base runner. And Mekhi Backstrom digging in for the first time, a guy who was dangerous yesterday when runners were aboard. Gusto, left leg kick, and the pitch is chopped out towards first. Foul, Loperfido coming on to scoop it up. Backstrom gave Augusta the lead yesterday, a lead that they held from the fourth inning forward. He punched an opposite way double down the left field line, brought home a run that made it 2-1 at the time. Augusta added one more on a wild pitch, and his insurance swing was an important one in the ninth inning after Fayetteville put the tying run to the plate. It was a two-run triple. Breaking ball called a strike, good backdoor pitch to the lefty. He used all fields yesterday. The double to left and the triple was down the right field line. The 0-2 pitch down in the dirt. Good waist pitch from Gusto, and it's 1-2. Ryan Gusto, the Charlotte native and 20-year-old from Florida Southwestern State Junior College. Backstrom chops this over to second. Fielded by Hallmark. He goes to second one. Molina does not have a throw. Backstrom is big, 6'5", but he can also run. He's pretty fast, and he's able to kill off any chance at a double play. It'll be a fielder's choice. Mesquita forced out at second. One gone, and Caden Morton stepping in. The Green Jackets this evening are in the home whites again. They were wearing the red Braves uniforms yesterday with the World Series trophy in-house. But back to the classic whites today with jackets in that green script across the chest of the uniform. First pitch hoisted foul down the right field line. And it's 0-1 on Caden Morton. The white pants with the black pinstripe going down the side of the leg. Morton wears the high black socks at the plate. Black helmets, black sleeves coming out of the bottom of that white uniform. Here comes the throw home, and Gusto delivers strike two. A fastball in the low outside corner to Morton. He's 1-for-9 in the series, reached three times via walk, but six of his eight times he's gone down have been via strikeout. The 0-2. Foul tipped. Palma holds on to it behind the plate, and Ryan Gusto has his first strikeout.
Designated hitter number 46, Victor
DeHoyos. And that brings up Victor DeHoyos, our first chance to see DeHoyos this week. A catcher on the roster serving as the DH today. He's the third catcher on the roster. Not seeing a ton of playing time at this stage in the year. A breaking ball misses outside for ball one. DeHoyos playing in just his third game of the season. And he has started out 0-for-4 at the plate with a couple of strikeouts. Gusto, short slide step home, and a high fastball gets DeHoyos swinging. It's 1-1. Gusto signing the free agent contract with Houston. Out of the junior college ranks, here comes the 1-1. And it's up and outside. 2-1. And starting out strong in 2022, loves to be back out on the mound after missing last season due to Tommy John surgery. That elbow, though, is repaired and looks good through 10 innings plus now, 11 and two-thirds work total in low A. He missed up and in with that curve, and it's now 3-1 on De Hoyos. Man on first, infield station straight up, and a pop fly. We lose it. Lo Perfido still has eyes on it. All the way over to the railing of the dugout, pulls him back towards the field of play, and on that extended warning track, he makes the catch to end a scoreless second inning for Ryan Gusto. No offense to speak of so far this evening in North Augusta. We head to the third in a scoreless ballgame. Woodpeckers and Green Jackets. Cody Orr leads off the top of the third inning against Landon Leach and swings through a sinker to begin his at-bat. No score through two. Ryan Gusto looking sharp to begin the day. Orr gets jammed, loops one foul into the seats just to our right, the suite level here at SRP Park. Orr batting 400 on the week against Augusta, 4-for-10. Slider misses low and outside in the dirt. All the way in that left-handed hitter's box. Had a base hit yesterday, the two-run home run back on Tuesday. He swings early at a slider and goes down on strikes. Third strikeout already for Landon Leach over 2 1/3. He not only has the sinker going, getting a couple of ground balls out of the Fayetteville offense in the second, but that slider has fooled a couple batters as well. Got Orr swinging, Whitaker looking back in the second. Infield maneuvers around against Victor Miskai, the left-hander. And a fastball misses away for ball one. Third baseman Durbin going to shuffle over towards short. Conley play up the middle, and here's the pitch. Down and inside. One ball and one strike on Victor Miskai. Lasered a double off the left center field wall last night. His only hit in the series. But although he's only has one hit, he's been able to drive in some runs. He has 3 RBIs over the first 4 games. Coming on a sac fly and also a bases loaded walk, so he's taking advantage when he has had runners on. The 2-1 home. Get it over fastball, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson Hallmark will bat in this inning as well, and right as Leach gets the baseball, he comes home and a swing and a miss to Maskai. I guess the first pitch, now it's a 2-strike a deal on Miskai, so that was the 3-2, and it misses low. Video board was all screwed up in that at-bat. And Leach working exceptionally fast. Also, the pace of these games has picked up quite a bit. And Leach is even ramping it up a notch. He's getting the baseball. He's not leaving the rubber. Nod the head and a quick pitch to the plate. Jackson Hallmark into that right side, and the first pitch his way is up and outside. This is where advantage goes to the sinker baller. Man on first, one out. Double play can get you out of the inning. Jackson Hallmark going to try and avoid putting something on the ground. Here comes the 1-0 home from Leach. It's slider hooking to the outside corner, called strike on Hallmark, and it's 1-1. Jackson Hallmark comes in to today's game, batting 226, playing in his 10th game of the year. The pitch off the outside, no, called a strike. And it's 1-2. Seven hits in his first 31 low A at-bats, three ribbies, eight walks, and 18 strikeouts for Hallmark. And now the 1-2 delivery. Gets him swinging and missing. A slider to the outside, and Landon Leach is cutting up right-handers right now with that slider breaking to the outside. He has two strikeouts in this third, four on the game. First time through the order. Only given up a single and a walk. He faces Quincy Hamilton for a second time. Hamilton started us off with a fly ball to right center. And his at-bat starts off with strike one. Quincy now 1-for-12 against the Green Jackets. Season started very good for him. A seven-game hitting streak to begin the year, but a little cold as of late. Just one hit over his last five games. Here's the 0-1. A late swing on a fastball. He might have been looking slider. A reluctant swing from Hamilton. He only went about three-quarters of the way. And Leach quickly gets ahead. Takes a peek over to first, where Victor Mizcai takes a short lead. The 0-2 pitch from Leach to Hamilton is lifted to right, but playable for Blair. Medium depth out there in right field. He's camped underneath, reaches up at the shoulders and makes the catch and ends the top of the third inning. Fayetteville gets another base runner on the Victor Mizcai walk, but leaves him stranded on first. No runs, no hits, one left on. And we head to the bottom of the third in a scoreless game on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Back with you inside SRP Park. It's the bottom of the third inning, scoreless between the Woodpeckers and the Green Jackets. Ryan Gusto, the 23-year-old right-hander, comes home and delivers a fastball to Connor Blair that's fouled into the screen for strike one. 9-1 and two hitters of Blair, Durbin, and Conley to face Ryan Gusto as he gets ready to go through the order for a second time through. He's left runners stranded in each inning so far as a breaking ball misses down and outside. Counted to one ball and one strike. Worked around a single in the first, a double, and make it a single in the second, a double in the first, and now the 1-1. Right back to the off speed. Over the middle it goes, strike two. Connor Blair hitless in the series, 0-for-3 with a walk and a couple of strikeouts, playing in just his second game. Here it comes. And he drills this one to deep center field. Hamilton sprinting back before the warning track is able to yank it in right above that right shoulder. Park's been holding baseballs this week. Only one home run between both sides this entire series. It came from Cody Orr on Tuesday. But the wind's gusting in more than usual today, so it might even play as more of a pitcher-friendly ballpark tonight. Ryan Gusto will enjoy that, and he has one out, bases empty in the third for the top of the Augusta order. It's Caleb Durbin for his second time tonight, and here's the first pitch. It is popped up and foul out of play. Gusto keeping the pitch count pretty efficient to this point. He has one out in the third, only at 36 pitches. The righty kicks and throws. A foul tip on a fastball goes into Palma's glove. No balls and two strikes on Durbin, who grounded out to Jackson Hallmark over at second base in the first. He's now 2-for-10 this week. He's driven in three runs. Here's the 0-2. A soft pop fly back of first. Loperfido can't get there. It falls in no man's land. Loperfido first to get it in the shallow right field grass. But Durbin able to punch one the other way. That was a good pitch by Gusto. It was a slider in on the hands to the righty. And he did all you could do with that pitch. Fisted away and dropped it too deep for Loperfido, too shallow for Whitaker. Augusta has a hit in all three innings. Cal Conley, the switch hitter, into the left side. And an infield shift being exercised against Conley. First pitch change down and in for ball one. Cody Orr off of that third baseline in towards the grass. Leo Stanley Molina shaded up the middle. Seems like every night Molina has had a baseball find him when he's been in that middle infield shift towards the second base bag. Here's the 1-0 home. And a good slider down and in towards the ankles gets Conley swinging. Been a tough week for Conley. He's been in every game, but he's just 1-for-17 after his fly out to the left in the first. That was a ball that he struck well, went all the way to the warning track for Logan Cerny. This ball is chopped in front of the plate towards the mound. Gusto nearly bobbled and won't have a play. He didn't field it cleanly, and I don't think he had the grip on the baseball. He started his throwing motion, but then held it back. And we'll see how they officially score this. Cal Conley has some good speed. I think that factored into things as well. Might go down as an error on Gusto. They haven't flashed an error on the board yet, and they haven't flashed a hit either. So we'll wait to see what the scoring decision is. Geraldo Quintero is into that left side. He doubled his last time. Gusto working with two runners on for the first time. He drills this pitch deep left center field. Cerny is sprinting back. He's onto the warning track. He turns his shoulders, makes the catch. Tagging from second. Durbin is moving to third. He slides in safely, and Conley holds at first base. Logan Cerny battling that sunlight around the 6:30 hour. Did a good job of reading that baseball off of the bat and getting all the way to the warning track to make that play. Official decision on the Cal Conley play, a Gusto fielding error, an E1, allowing Conley to reach. Durbin makes it to third with runners on the corners and two outs. Palma gives some signs to the infield in front of the plate, and Adam Zabrowski digs in. He swings at the first pitch, a slider from Gusto, and he comes up empty 0-1. Zabrowski with a full red beard, burly right-handed hitter, the catcher, grounded out to third his last time. He shoots this one deep out into right. Whitaker is sprinting back. He's onto the warning track, disappears in the corner, and comes up with the baseball. So the Green Jackets testing the limits of SRP Park, but have a couple of fly balls die on the warning track. Cerny and Whitaker make nice plays, and the Green Jackets strand runners on the corners in a scoreless third inning. No runs to speak of through three tonight. We go to the fourth, scoreless on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
How many years have you been serving?
19 years.
Girls, rock your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild.
Already through three this evening out at SRP Park, just about 40 minutes into this ball game. Logan Cerny is stepping to the plate to begin the top of the fourth inning. No score. Landon Leach, shutout baseball, four strikeouts and just one walk. He starts the inning with a strike to Cerny. 0-1. Getting into the heart of the Fayetteville order for the second time. Works very quick. He winds and delivers. Misses outside with a slider. He is on hyperdrive today. Fastest pitcher we've seen probably in this series, even with the pitch clock, of course, keeping the pace of the game going. But he stays on the rubber. Leach gets the baseball. I don't think he's shaken off a sign yet. And he comes home with a sinker, a swing and a miss to Cerny. It's 1-2. Molina and Whitaker will follow. Cerny 0-1 with a swinging strikeout. Leach kicking and throwing. Slider chopped foul past Joe Thon in that third base coach's box. Cerny having that average dip off a little bit to him. It came in at 273 at the start of the week. Entered tonight at just 217. And a slider nips the low outside corner. Cerny down looking. Fifth strikeout for Landon Leach, who's really putting on a masterclass so far today. Only base hit was Leo Stanley Molina. He attacked the first pitch he saw, lined it in left center. See if he gets aggressive right away this time. It does not. Takes a fastball at the knees for strike one. Landon Leach has put together a performance like this before in his debut on April 12th against Myrtle Beach on the road. Down and away fastball, 1-1. In that game, he went five shutout innings, giving up just three hits to the Pelicans. Molina tied up on a low and in change. Goes to 1-2. Only walked one, struck out seven in that outing. He was very efficient. Tried to spin a slider down and outside, missed in the dirt. Goes to 2-2 on Molina. With that single in the first inning, now has a hit in 11 of his first 13 games this year. He hasn't put together a huge streak. He had a 0-for-4 day yesterday, which ended a five-game hitting streak. But has still found a way to get on base pretty much every night he's been in the lineup. This week he's now 5-for-20 with a double, a run, and an RBI. The 2-2 break even is popped up. Foul territory along first. Zabrowski sheds the mask, tracks it over to the dugout, and it gets just over the top of that protective netting and out of play. So we'll do it again at 2-2 with Landon Leach getting right back on that mound. The foul balls just help slow down his pace a little bit. Advantage hitter, I would say, in that scenario. A slider breaks to the outside corner, and again, a righty goes down on that breaking ball. The third-looking strikeout today racked up by Leach. I mean, essentially the same pitch he just got Logan Cerny on. And now it's Tyler Whitaker who looked at a called third strike slider back in the second. And he goes right back to it and puts it over the middle for strike one to Witt. Infield plays Whitaker straight up. He shoots a liner foul right into, I believe, his own dugout. It disappeared from our vantage point. But look out. Everybody down on the Fayetteville railing had to dodge that liner incoming. No balls and two strikes with the bases empty and two away. A breaking ball spins over Whitaker's head. He has to duck out of the way of that one. Landon Leach examines his right fingers after uncorking that pitch and wondering how that one got away when the rest of his sliders today have been so on point. Misses up and in again as he kind of falls off balance coming down the slope of the mound, and it's 2-2. Miguel Palma stands on deck if the inning goes any further. 2-2 pitch, a sinker fouled back into the screen. Only two Fayetteville base runners so far. We're in the top of the fourth. A single and a walk. Mascai and Molina have reached, but that is it. Leach a strike away from striking out the side in the fourth. Whitaker not going down. He fouls another one off. And we'll see a seventh pitch. The 87th overall draft selection from the 2021 draft out of Bishop Gorman. Having a strong start to his low A career. 10 straight games, tied for the second longest hitting streak in the Carolina League this year. The 2-2. Off the outside, good eye, fastball. Whitaker hasn't seen too many heaters in this at-bat, just the second one that Leach has thrown his way. Full count, 3-2, trying to extend the inning. A nod, the wind, the pitch, and a slider is fouled off at the plate. Whitaker doing a good job of keeping that head in the zone when the slider comes home, trying to keep the shoulders square. But the biggest question for Whitaker was, A, does he fill out a little bit? He's still only 19 years old. And then, B, does his hitting that was on display at Bishop Gorman in Nevada, does that translate to the pro game? And I'd say early on, he's checking off the boxes. Here's a chopper sent out to short on the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Conley fields towards the grass, throws to first, and a bang-bang play gets Whitaker by a step. We have played 3.5 tonight in Augusta. The Woodpeckers still looking for their first run. So are the Green Jackets. Nothing, nothing. Bottom four next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Ryan Gusto going toe-to-toe with Augusta starter Landon Leach. And Gusto trying to put up another zero. He's through three scoreless. He misses down and away with a breaking ball to Brandon Mesquita, the five-hitter and center fielder. He comes up empty, leaning out in front of another curve, and it's now 1-1. Gusto has used the defense behind him and mostly the outfield to record some outs today. Four flyouts so far, keeping his outfielders busy, working around a double, a single, and three total Augusta base hits, one in each inning. Changeup missed low, it's 2-1. Mesquita does have a hit today, a single that led off the second inning, leads off an inning for the second time tonight. Fastball down and outside, three balls and a strike. Gusto has yet to issue a walk, does have the one strikeout of Caden Morton in the second. His wind and delivery. Swing and a miss. Faded changeup right on by Mesquita's swing. Infield plays Mesquita straight up. He can hit to all fields. That was on display yesterday. 2-for-4 day with his single. He's now 6-for-12, a 500 week. High and tight on a 3-2 fastball, and Gusto does surrender that first walk. Second time today that the Green Jackets will have the leadoff man on. And here comes Makai Backstrom.
Now ready to pop on ice, RBI veteran game, first baseman, Makai Backstrom.
Gusto, the 11th round draft pick going back to 2019. That's when things started up for him in the system. First pitch, bounce back to the mound. Gusto goes to second, and Molina dropped the ball. He dropped the ball, and a chance at a double play is extinguished. Molina taps his chest, looking at Gusto, saying, my bad. It was a tricky part of the infield with the shadows. all of the left side of the diamond is currently illuminated in sunlight, but all of the infield grass is shaded. And right where Molina was coming on towards that second base bag, his lower half was in the shade. His upper half, though, was battling some sunlight. And I wonder if that factored in to him dropping that ball. Backstrom gets on. It'll be a fielder's choice for Backstrom. And a drop to error, an E6, allowing Mesquita to reach second base. It's now Caden Morton. Instead of nobody on, two outs, Gusto working with two on, nobody out, and misses down and away with a breaking ball. I'd be willing to bet that the shadows had something to do with that, because the throw was a little bit below Molina's knees. He tried to kind of backhand stab at it, and it just nicked right off the front of his glove and trickled into shallow center. Here's the 2-0. Morton swings and misses at a changeup. Now, fortunately, Jackson Hallmark was backing up the play, so he quickly brought in the baseball in shallow center field. Otherwise, you might have had Mesquita advancing down to third base on a play like that. Hallmark backed up his assignment, and now the 2-1 is fouled into the screen. Goes to two balls and two strikes. Augusto being an 11th round draft pick out of junior college is a pretty good position when you consider the structure of the draft at that time. Two balls and two strikes, force at all bases, and the throw home is a fastball dotted on the outer half of the plate. Strike three looking, Morton down for a second time. Augusto, two strikeouts, they've both been against Morton. And now it's Victor De Hoyos. But that 2019 draft was the final year of the 40-round draft. Then COVID struck 2020. Major League Baseball did a condensed 5-round draft, 20-round draft in 2021. And with the new competitive balance agreement, the new CBA that was just signed in, that's going to be the plan moving forward. 20-round drafts. You'll see a lot more of those free agent signings after the draft concludes. But to be in the 11th round of 40 total rounds, Ryan Gusto was one of the higher drafted junior college baseball players in 2019. And a foul tip into the mitt. He's a guy that we would have seen last year, and some people even thought had the chance to make it as high as double A had he been healthy and shown the success that he's showing in the early stages this year. But the elbow surgery and now a strong start to 2022. A fastball a little bit low brings it to 2-1 on De Hoyos. And some Astros prospect writers thought that Gusto might crack the high A opening day roster, just skip low A altogether. But Houston opting to ramp him up a little bit at this level and see how long it takes to gather up a promotion. The 2-1 is swung on and missed. He chased a slider down and outside. Gusto having to readjust after the dropped ball at second, but trying to go back-to-back strikeouts since that misplay. Here's the 2-2. He got De Hoyos swinging. Buried an off-speed pitch down below the zone and got the righty DH to chase after it. Gusto, calm and collective today when runners have been on. Worked around base runners in the first and second. Escaped a scoreless third with two on, and now he's trying to strand two more and make it six runners left on for Augusta over the first four innings. If he can get out of this fourth scoreless, Connor Blair spits on a changeup down below the zone for ball one. Blair flied out to center field back in the third, is 0 for 1. Augusta takes a peek to second. Delivers a slider that breaks to the outside corner for strike one. Brandel Mesquita is starting to get a little generous down there at second base with his lead. We're scoreless in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fayetteville will have Palma, Loperfido, and Orr scheduled come the top of the fifth. And now the 1-1. Down and away. Really trying to work that slider away to right-handers. That's been the successful formula for Landon Leach today as well. Fayetteville having a hard time figuring out the Augusta starter. Green Jackets bullpen is quiet. Fayetteville's bullpen has activated. A right-hander is starting to throw. Gusto delivers, and a ball is chopped out to Cody Orr. He fields a little snow cone. You can see that baseball. He pulls it in, goes the short route to second where Hallmark is covering the bag. They force out Backstrom, and the inning is over. Ryan Gusto adjusts and overcomes after the drop ball from Molina. He leaves two more stranded and puts up another zero. We're through four today at SRP Park. No scores. We go to the fifth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Order us a pizza.
Deadlocked at zeros in the top of the fifth inning, and Miguel Palma leads it off for the Woodpeckers, and a getaway fastball from Landon Leach starts things out. 1-0 on the Fayetteville catcher. Joey Loperfido will bat for his second time here in the frame, and Cody Orr to follow. He's in the hole. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and a well-located fastball that time around brings it to 1-1 on Palma. Miguel chopped out to third, his only time up in the second. Leach has retired five in a row since his walk to Victor Miskai in the third inning. Pitches foul tipped into Zabrowski's glove. 1-2 on Miguel Palma. The Toronto native, Landon Leach, coming home with his 1-2 and missing up and inside. Two balls and two strikes. Went to school in Ontario, grew up in Toronto. Younger years, high school years in Ontario. One of the top amateur pitchers in Canada.
We want biscuits. We want
when he was pitching,
biscuits.
He was touching 96 as just a high schooler. Developed a slider and a changeup in high school as well. The sinker is actually something he developed more during his pro career. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And Palma reaches out, rolls one left side to third. Durbin scoops up behind the bag, throws low. Backstrom down to a knee, scoops it. And Palma set aside for the first out of the fifth. And now it's Joey Loperfido. Landon Leach had an opportunity to play some pretty high-level Division I ball, but opted to go pro. Swing and a miss by Loperfido. He was committed to the University of Texas, was going to go play for the Longhorns, but was drafted by the Twins. That's the organization that he started in, now with the Atlanta Braves. Twins drafted him, though, and he opted to go the pro route. A 1-1 count on Loperfido, who grounded out to short back in the second inning. He swings and chops this out to second base. Two high hops for Quintero, and he makes the play.
For the Woodpeckers, third baseman,
baseman number 14, Cody Orr.
So back to the ground ball. The sinker baller Landon Leach has recorded five outs today via ground out. Also racked up six strikeouts. Only two Fayetteville hitters have put the ball skyward. And that's really just one hitter, and one guy has done it twice. Quincy Hamilton has flied out to right field 0-for-2, but those are the only fly balls in this entire game. Classic sinker baller stuff as Orr takes a breaking ball on the outside corner for strike one. Here comes the 1-1. Checks his swing at one down low, and he went too far, says Jared Molman. Landon Leach, a strike away from going five scoreless innings. And if it weren't for Leo Stanley Molina's single in the first, we'd be talking hitless innings. Breaking ball missed just down and inside. Touch below the knees of Cody Orr. That was a good pitch. Started towards his hip. Two ball, two strike pitch on the way. And Orr strikes out swinging. Slider darting to the low outside corner. The seventh strikeout for Landon Leach in another 1-2-3 inning. He's set down eight in a row in Fayetteville trying to figure something out at the plate. We go bottom five, already halfway through this one. Scoreless tie on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Joe Thon opting to go to the bullpen as we open the bottom of the fifth inning. Fayetteville brings a new right-hander into this one. It is Edison Bautista taking over for Ryan Gusto, who didn't go as long as his last time out, but was very solid over four innings of scoreless baseball. First pitch fastball from Bautista misses up and away to leadoff man Caleb Durbin, the leadoff hitter in this Augusta order. 1-3 to face Bautista. This pitch is popped up into shallow center field. Hallmark backpedaling, waving his arms above his head, and bringing it in with a two-hand squeeze above the cap. Crowd number one. So now it's Cal Conley. Final line for Gusto. He goes four innings, gives up just three hits. No runs, one walk, and three strikeouts. This pitch scorched up the middle. Diving backhanded stop by Hallmark. He knocks it down, couldn't grab it cleanly. Picks up, and it'll be an infield single for Cal Conley. So Conley attacking the first pitch he sees. And picking up the fourth Augusta hit today. Bautista making his second appearance of the year. Pitched against Salem on April 16th. That was on Saturday night. Here he is a week later, pitching once more. Fastball down and inside on the switch hitter, batting from the left side, Geraldo Quintero. Went 4 1/3, gave up just two hits, one earned run, two walks, and six strikeouts. It was a nice debut for Bautista, who made one appearance in 2021 with the Woodpeckers in the final game of the season and returns to begin the year in Fayetteville. Fastball letter high, too high to Quintero. Two balls and no strikes. Bautista turns 20 pretty soon on May 19th. We'll be celebrating his birthday. 2-0 runs Quintero off of the plate. Still just a youngster, 19 years old, stands 6'2 out there on the mound, originally from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. A 3-0 home out of the stretch. And it's up and away. Lost him on four pitches. Just the second walk allowed by Fayetteville pitching today. And we'll see if the trend of the Woodpeckers pitchers working around Augusta base runners can continue. For this third straight inning, Augusta has two runners on. They've left six runners aboard over the first four frames, including two in the fourth, two in the third. Quintero's walk pushes Cal Conley down to second base. Force it all bags if Zabrowski can hit something on the ground here. And runners on the move to third. It's a double steal attempt. Throw goes to third. Orr applies the tag but lost the baseball. It trickled out of his glove. Conley's aggressive headfirst slide might have knocked it loose. And Augusta successfully swipes two. They put runners in scoring position. Conley to third. Quintero behind him grabs second. Base hit could turn this to a multi-run game. We're scoreless in the bottom of the fifth, but Augusta, for the third time today, has put a man on third base. The 1-0 pitch. Down and outside, Palma slides to his right and blocks that pitch. Ryan Gusto off any sort of hook after he goes four scoreless today. Gusto's ERA came in at 4.50. He did that a lot of favors, dropped it all the way down to 3.21. And he can be an innocent bystander now at this point down in the dugout. Bautista runs a fastball by Zabrowski for strike one swinging. Augusta catcher lifted one out to deep right back in the third. That would be enough in this case to bring home a run. Whole infield playing in on the grass. And the 2-1. Curveball just off the outside, a little bit low as well. Zabrowski started the hands, they appeal, and base umpire says he held up. No runs, one hit, now two errors for Fayetteville. They're getting out hit by Augusta. No runs, four base hits, no errors for the Green Jackets. And now the 3-1 delivery. Nearly hit him. Ran inside towards the letters. And ball four loads up the bases. Edinson Bautista with one out and in trouble in his first inning out of the bullpen. John Kovalik is heading to the bullpen, or rather the mound. The pitching coach is going to go check up on his new right-hander. Rare that you see Bautista walk consecutive hitters. Like we mentioned in his debut, he went 4 1/3. He only gave up two walks. Here are the first four batters he's issued to. And throughout his career, he's been a guy that's been relatively around the strike zone. In the Dominican Summer League, going all the way back to 2019, 44 strikeouts, 24 walks over 36 innings. At the rookie level in 2021, Florida Complex League, he limited the walks to 19 over 24 innings, struck out 33 over that stretch. But, well, you have some guys that have come up to Fayetteville and been about a walk per inning. Career-wise, Bautista is below that average. He's given up 45 walks across 65 pro innings and has always been a guy that has pretty good grip on his command. Now after the meeting on the mound and the bases loaded, he brings a curveball in, first pitch to Brandel Mesquita, and he swings through for strike one. Big crowd on hand today from Augusta, but haven't heard them rise up much so far. It's been a well-pitched ball game both sides. Here comes the 0-1 delivery down to the dirt. Palma giving up the body to keep the runners where they are. There's a little over 5,400 in the house last night. Largest road crowd Fayetteville has played in front of. And again tonight, somewhere around 5,000. Here's the 1-ball, 1-strike pitch. Down in the dirt. Palma has it scooted to his right, but he jumps on top of it, and the count will go to 2-1. Tonight's one of those ball games where you don't want to show up fashionably late. You know, so for some people, the tailgate in the parking lot carries into the second or third inning. If you rolled into this ballpark 45 minutes after first pitch, you're looking at the scoreboard, and it's the top of the fifth inning. You missed out on some baseball. And now the 2-1 pitch. Bautista able to get a foul tip out of Mesquita. Going heavy curveball to the righty center fielder. This is a dangerous bat to have up. Mesquita's 6-for-12 in this series. He's driven in one run. He's scored four times. Big pitch right here, 2-2. You want to avoid a full count and any chance at a bases-loaded walk. The break-even coming home. And a curveball chopped foul over the railing of the Augusta dugout. Bautista doesn't want to give the fastball to Mesquita, a guy that can time that pitch up. He's going all breaking ball. Mekhi Backstrom, a dangerous lefty, he stands on deck. So you want to get an out here. Scoreless ball game, bottom five. Another 2-2 with the bases loaded. Is grounded foul just to the right side of the bag. And that would have brought home a few. Just a couple inches to the right of that first base bag. Joey Loperfido playing a little bit off that line against a righty, but still trying to keep it fairly close because he knows that Mesquita can go the opposite way. Bautista, what will he go to now? On pitch number 6 to Mesquita. It's down in the dirt. I make it to pitch number 7, rather. And Mesquita's worked the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mesquita, the international free agent, signing by the Braves, 20-year-old, out of the Dominican Republic. Trying to give Augusta the advantage first. Bautista tested him with a fastball, and he just got a piece of it, fouled it into the screen. Keep the count alive. Good battle brewing. Conley on third, Quintero on second, and Zabrowski on first. A single and a pair of walks loading up the bases. The ninth pitch is another 3-2 payoff. Here it comes. And Mesquita chops it shallow to third, or charges. Fields goes to first, gets the out. Run scores. Conley in from third. Trailing behind him, Quintero to third, and Zabrowski moves to second. It's an RBI bounce out for Mesquita, and the Green Jackets lead 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth. So two away, Woodpeckers trade the run for the out, and now it's Mekhi Backstrom, curveball up and outside. That play a moment ago is kind of what you're looking for as a pitcher. Bases loaded, you want something shallow on the infield. That's what Bautista got, but it was kind of a high chopper that just didn't have a lot of momentum behind it and took a moment for Cody Orr to get to. And as a runner, Conley make it. He's pretty fast. He was moving on first contact, and there just was not enough time to get a throw to the plate. Cody Orr made the right decision to get the guaranteed out at first. Backstrom now in a 1-1 count. He's hit into a couple of fielder's choices today. He's 0-for-2. Bautista deals and misses low with a changeup. 2 balls and 1 strike. Backstrom came up big twice yesterday, an RBI double and a 2-run triple. He drove in 3 of Augusta's 5 runs in that 5-2 victory. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Very high, very far outside, and Bautista barked at himself after he kind of stumbled over delivering that pitch. Walk not the worst thing in the world here. You take the bat out of the powerful lefty's hands and you deal with Caden Morton, who is 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. He stands on deck. You might almost just want to pitch around Backstrom here and take your chances with the Augusta 7 hitter. And indeed, fastball misses inside. Backstrom scoots out of the way. Third walk of the inning for Bautista loads up the bases once more.
Left fielder number 2, Caden Morton.
That bullpen's inactive, though, at the moment, so Bautista going to continue to chug along here and hope to strand the bases loaded. And all things considered, if you get this game to the sixth, down just 1-0, that's a victory on Bautista's side. Here comes the first one to Morton, and it's a breaking ball down and away. One ball and no strikes on Morton. Quintero off of third, Zabrowski on second, Backstrom on first. And the pitch is off the end of the bat, looped foul and out of play. I was chatting with Mitchell Speltz, play-by-play man for the Augusta Green Jackets pregame, and he said that he was talking to the manager of this Green Jackets team, Nestor Perez, and asking him, who do you think has the best shot to be a big leaguer on this club, just based on pure tools? Here's the 1-1, and it's up and inside. And a Morton was the name that was floated out there by Nestor Perez. Still has a lot to improve at the plate with his hit tool, but when it comes to speed, ability to cover ground in the outfield, the arm, all tools that he think right now at the low A level could be pretty much ready to play at the big leagues. Fastball called a strike on the low outside corner, and it's now 2-2. Caden Morton, the 19th round draft selection, plucked out of high school, Seguin High School in Texas. Originally grew up in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Getaway fastball up and in towards the bill of Morton's helmet. Sends him spiraling out of the way, and it's now 3-2. Nowhere to put him. Bautista has to come into the zone. Morton with his 2 strikeouts today, now 1 for 11 in the series. This is a guy you have to come right after. Bautista's already walked 3, trying to avoid his 4th in the inning. Here comes the payoff pitch. Runners start their move, and it's fouled into the screen. Bautista went to a fastball top of the strike zone, and as a hitter, you're probably looking for that pitch. Infield stationed straight up against Morton. Runners begin to move again. Another 3-2 payoff with 2 away. Got him swinging. Went to the curve, buried it low and outside, and Morton chased it for his 3rd strikeout of the evening. Comes at a big time. Bautista needed to throw 33 pitches to get out of that 5th, but he gives up just 1 run and strands the bases loaded. 5 in the books tonight in North Augusta. We head to the 6th. It's 1-0 Green Jackets. Victor Mascai starts the top of the sixth inning, and the Woodpeckers offense is searching for answers against righty sinker baller Landon Leach, who returns to the mound and blows a fastball by the swing of Mascai. It's 0-1. Mascai will be followed by Jackson Hallmark and Quincy Hamilton. 1-0 Green Jackets. A chopper hit to the first base side for Backstrom. He underhand flips to Leach hustling over. A 3-1 put out retires Mascai.
Second baseman, Jackson Hallmark.
And Jackson Hallmark will give it a try for the second time. That's now 9 in a row retired for Landon Leach. He walked Victor Mascai in the third and has been cruising ever since. 7 strikeouts, just the 1 walk and 1 hit allowed. Baseball just got loose from the bullpen. Not sure which bullpen it came from. I suppose the Augusta bullpen, where a right-hander has started to throw. But Leach going to try and give them 6 and deliver a quality start. He's now eligible for a winning decision if the Green Jackets can hold on the rest of the way. They got him that run. Hallmark takes a fastball up and outside. Ball 1 to Hallmark. He struck out swinging in the third. It's now 2-for-10 on the week. And lines one foul into the screen along the first base side. So 1-1 count. Fayetteville trying to avoid dropping their 10th game over the first 14 games of the season and fall to 4-10. Upper hand in the series on the line today as well. A swing and a miss on an outside slider. The 1-2 home. Breaking ball got him looking. Hallmark might have been looking. Fastball. Curveball to the outside again. And Hallmark 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. That's the 4th looking strikeout that Landon Leach has today. Came in to tonight's start with 8 strikeouts across his first 2 appearances and has 8 alone over 5 2/3. Quincy Hamilton in for a 3rd time. He swings and bounces the first pitch foul along first. Hamilton, the only guy to put a ball in the air today. A pair of flyouts to right field. Everything else has been strikeouts and groundouts. As Landon Leach delivers, Hamilton swings through a breaking ball. And he's a strike away from another 1-2-3 inning. Would be his 3rd straight. And make it 11 in a row retire. The 0-2 is grounded out to first. Backstrom scoops up with one hand, takes it over to the bag himself. And another 1-2-3 inning is in the books for Landon Leach. He's given Augusta a quality start. Will he see a 7th? Fayetteville hopes not. We go to the bottom of the 6th, and it's 1-0 Green Jackets. Bottom of the sixth inning, Fayetteville trailing 1-0. Baseball gets loose out of the Fayetteville bullpen before Edinson Bautista gets the frame going. Victor De Hoyos, Connor Blair, and Caleb Durbin, the 8-9-1 to step to the plate for the Green Jackets. The trio of hitters, a combined 1-for-6. Edinson Bautista delivers up and in on De Hoyos, the DH. 0-for-2, a pop out to Joey Loperfido at first and a swinging strikeout against Ryan Gusto back in the fourth. Infield plays him straight up. Fastball off the outside, and it's 2-0. Bautista gave up the run in the fifth, but it could have been a lot worse for him. He stranded the bases loaded, struck out Caden Morton to strand three. Augusta leads 1-0, but right now the story for their offense is runners left on and missed opportunities. They have stranded 9 runners over the first 5 innings. Here comes the 2-1 home. And it is popped up over our booth and out of play. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The last of the sunlight shining down on the diamond. Left field warning track illuminated. That apartment high rise up above the left field wall is gleaming. Here's the 2-2 break even. And he strikes him out. Pitch down in the dirt. Palma has to jump on top of it. He throws a one hopper to first. And Joey Loperfido can't dig it out. Picked up by Hallmark. Throw goes to second. And it hits De Hoyos in the back. It ricochets in a left center field, and De Hoyos is hurt. He got beaned right in the middle of the back going to second. And on a strikeout, he winds up in scoring position. Well, that was a mad scramble. Pitch down to the dirt that got through Palma. It kicked about 10 feet behind him. He jumped on top of the ball as he slid. And from a knee, he threw up the first base line. It shorted Loperfido. He couldn't dig it out. It kicked into shallow right. De Hoyos breaking for second. Jackson Hallmark backed up the play. He tried to throw to second base and would have beat De Hoyos if it were not for the baseball hitting him square in the middle of the back. And at that point, De Hoyos was down on the ground. Now he's back up. He's all right. But that is a tough break for Fayetteville, and the third fielding error will be assessed. De Hoyos on second. Connor Blair takes a strike, and it is 1-1. Bautista will get credit for his second strikeout, but for De Hoyos, he makes it to first base on the E2. It'll be an error on Palma. And some heads-up base running gets him to second base. Here is a soaring pop fly into the shallow left field grass. Molina going out, now back towards the dirt, and the shortstop puts the squeeze on for out number one, holding De Hoyos at second base. We're going back to the top of the order with Caleb Durbin, fourth time through now. Action happening all across the Carolina League this afternoon. Now into the early evening, just past the 7:30 hour here on the West Coast. Comfortable night for baseball in the high 70s. Wind still kind of blowing in from right off the Savannah River. We are right on the South Carolina-Georgia border. A breaking ball strike to Caleb Durbin. The righty third baseman takes down and in. We're on the South Carolina side. There's a little bridge that goes over to the Georgia side across that river. Hotel is actually on the Georgia side, so we cross state lines as we come play ball this week. Off second base, De Hoyos takes his lead. Here comes the pitch, very far outside and low as well. It is 2-1 on Durbin. Everybody's playing tonight, though. Good weather across the Carolinas, all the way up to Maryland as well, where the Shorebirds are hosting the Pelicans. The 2-ball, 1-strike pitch is chopped at the feet and foul. Bring it to 2-2 on Blair. Big lead for the Hillcats tonight, who were kind of towards the bottom of the league record-wise with Fayetteville, but are trying to win their third straight. They're in front 8-2 over the Carolina Mudcats. Scored 5 runs in the top of the 7th inning. The 2-ball, 2-strike pitch a slow tapper along third. It's a foul ball. That was a low and outside breaking ball, a good pitch, and Durbin just reached the bat out, did anything he could to try and not swing and miss, and struts back down that first baseline to regather in a 2-2 count. Charleston has jumped on Salem early tonight and lead 8-1. That was a 7-1 game after just two innings. For Charleston, they have three guys who are already enjoying multi-hit days. Here's another 2-2, and it's chopped out towards the left field bullpen. Down East is leading big over Columbia in the fifth inning as well, 7-1. And pitch ran inside and drilled him. Caleb Durbin just took it on the left shoulder, fights off a couple of two-strike pitches, and the seventh pitch he sees came in and got him. That puts two on with one out. The control just not quite there tonight for Edinson Bautista compared to every other time we've seen him. Pitched a scoreless inning last year in the final game of the regular season. 4 1/3, solid last time out. Here's the pitch, and it's lifted shallow on the infield. Left side for Cody Orr, third baseman right behind the bag, calls everybody off, makes the catch. And a couple of pop-outs have helped ease the pressure on Bautista in this sixth inning.
Number 8, Geraldo Quintero.
And with two outs, two on, Geraldo Quintero stepping in. Fredericksburg, top record in the league, 9-4, playing a close one tonight at Atrium Health Park in Kannapolis. That game's 3-2 in the top of the fifth inning. Quintero ready from that left side. First pitch, up and away. 1-0. Quintero roped a double to left field back in the first and was left in scoring position. Has also flied out to the left field warning track. That was in the third inning and has reached on a walk. Lifts this pitch over the third base dugout onto the roof. And it's 1-1. Quintero now 1-for-10 in the series. Has driven in a run and walked four times. Myrtle Beach and Delmarva, they're scoreless through two tonight on the Delmarva Peninsula. The 1-1. Down and inside. Two balls and a strike on Quintero. We'll have some news around the affiliate system as well. The Houston Astros already playing. They got started before we set off here in North Augusta tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. Fastball down and in. And one of the early headlines before we got going was a George Springer home run in his return to Houston. First inning home run, in fact. His very first at bat was off yesterday due to an injury. 3-1. Swing and a miss on an inside fastball. Bautista challenging Quintero and trying to strand two more runners. If he can get out of this jam, that'll be 11 left on for Augusta over the first six innings. And carry a 1-0 ball game into the top of the seventh. Fayetteville trailing, but very close. Well-pitched game all around. Runners are on the move. Quintero swings, lifts the liner to center. Hamilton sprinting forward. Hangs up long enough, and he makes a one-handed strolling catch to the belt to end the bottom of the sixth inning. Quintero bends but does not break. He has the strikeout go awry on him. Man gets to second. He hits a batter but leaves two more on. And we head to the seventh. 1-0, our score. Green Jackets in front on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Logan Cerny leads off the top of the seventh inning, and Fayetteville now try and do something against the Augusta bullpen. Cerny attacks the first pitch fastball, lifts it to deep center for Mesquita, but he tracks to his left in front of the warning track, makes the catch. Cerny gone on one pitch, but some of his better contact this week.
Shortstop.
And the new right-hander is a Starlin Rodriguez. Final line for Landon Leach. He delivers a quality start, and if it weren't for a Leo Stanley Molina single in the first, we'd be talking about something completely different right now. First pitch breaking ball misses inside to Molina, and it's 1-2. Whitaker stands on deck. Palma in the hole. Swings at one in the dirt. 1-1. But Leach goes six innings, gives up just the one hit, the single in the first. No runs, one walk, eight strikeouts. Only worked with two base runners the entire day, delivering a quality start. And he retired the final 11 Fayetteville batters he faced. Fastball strike. Woodpeckers have had a stretch like that on the mound this week. Carlos Calderon retired 13 in a row. Ernesto Jaquez 10 in a row at one point in that beautifully pitched game on Wednesday night. The 1-2 inside nearly grazed Molina. Two balls and two strikes. So Starlin Rodriguez comes in. He pitched on Tuesday, second time the Woodpeckers have gotten a look at the right-hander. No record and a 4.15 ERA over three games. Spins a curve down and outside. It's 3-2. 8 2/3 total innings of work now, and even nine with the flyout of Cerny. Four earned runs, two walks, and seven strikeouts. 3-2 payoff pitch to Molina is down and outside. He holds the swing, flips the bat aside, and heads to first with a one-out walk. Just the third Fayetteville base runner tonight. It was a disciplined bat for Molina after he chased that first pitch strike out of the zone. Gets ball four, and now it's Tyler Whitaker. He lines the first pitch he sees out to left, and that falls for a base hit. Right in front of Morton, Molina holds at second, might have been able to make it to third. Morton scuffled with it for a moment, but Tyler Whitaker is in the hit column for an 11th straight game and is now 1-for-3. An 11-game hit streak for Tyler Whitaker, and now we can start talking about his hitting streak getting close to a franchise best. He's just a few games away from tying the franchise record, which was set by Jonathan Araúz, now current Boston Red Sox. A 14-game hit streak for Araúz back in 2019. Whitaker just three games back now of the franchise best record. Here it comes to Miguel Palma. And it missed up and in. Curveball from a Starlin Rodriguez. Amazing how you get the sinker baller out of the game. And suddenly, Fayetteville's sending stuff to the outfield. The Cerny center field shot. Whitaker is liner to left center. Palmer ready. He swings and loops this one foul and out of play.
All right, we want biscuits.
The first inning where Fayetteville has put multiple runners on. And the first time tonight, they've put a man on second base. That's Molina taking his lead. Here it comes to Palma, and a fastball runs inside. 3-1. And Joey Loperfido would love a chance to try and do some damage. He stands on deck. Palma has not driven in a run yet this week, and now he drills this one deep left field. Going back is Morton. He's looking up, and it clears the wall. A three-run home run for Miguel Palma. Just the second home run this week for the Woodpeckers, but it jolts them in front. A big blast, a three-run shot, and it's 3-1 in the top of the seventh inning on Palma's second home run of the year. He got a low breaking ball, dug it out, and it cleared the wall by plenty.
First baseman, Joey
Loperfido. And pressure taken off of Joey Loperfido. I'm sure he won't mind. Miguel Palma with the big swing. His first home run since opening night in Kannapolis back on April 8th. Fastball down and outside to Joey Loperfido, and the lefty starts ahead 1-0. And with that as well, the first three-run home run that the Woodpeckers have hit this year. Pitch misses outside. Woodpeckers trail only the Fredericksburg Nationals in total home runs hit this year in the Carolina League. They came in tonight with 13 of them. And they've been using the long ball when runners are on. Of those 13 home runs, 8 were two-run home runs. They had 5 solo shots but hadn't hit a three-run bomb until tonight. And Miguel Palma goes deep for a second time at a big time. Lo Perfido ready, and he takes a big rip at a low breaking ball, and it's now 2-1. Lo Perfido bounces this one towards the middle. A backhanded sliding stop by Quintero at second. His throw to first is in time, but Backstrom was off of the bag. He dug it out. But Elliot Melton, right on top of that base, watching the entire way, called Backstrom off. No disagreement out of the dugout for Nestor Perez. And Lo Perfido safely aboard first. Big inning continues for Fayetteville, and now a base runner for Cody Orr. First one to Orr is down and away. Lo Perfido on the move to second, and the throw down to second base trickles into center field. Lo Perfido pops to his feet and heads to third. And he hadn't even buckled that sliding glove completely yet, but off and running immediately against Starlin Rodriguez, and the speed pays off. A throwing error will be assessed against Zabrowski. The scoring not even official on the Lo Perfido deal yet, just coming through. They have given him a single. Cody Orr swings and misses. It's now 1-1. Lo Perfido, a stolen base of second, and then the E2. Sending him to third. Whole infield in on the grass. Woodpeckers lead 3-1. Here's the pitch. Down in the dirt. Kicks away from Zabrowski. Lo Perfido got a late jump, and he'll hit the brakes. Head back to third. Count to 2-1 on Cody Orr. So what a flip of the script the moment Landon Leach departs the game. Despite a great outing for the Augusta starter, it'll be a no decision for him tonight. Starlin Rodriguez delivers and misses very low. It's now 3-1. The Miguel Palma three-run home run. The first home run for Fayetteville since Cody Orr's big shot to left center back on Tuesday night. Only 2 home runs in this series, both of them for Fayetteville. Augusta without a single long ball. 3-1 is up and in, and Orr held the swing. He's heading down to first base. Second walk of the inning by Rodriguez. There's now runners on the corners, one out. Victor Miskai getting ready to step in, and the Augusta bullpen going to activate. The pitching coach, Mike Steed, is heading out there to the mound to have a chat with his struggling reliever. Gives us a chance to peek towards the major league side of things briefly. And there's a no-hitter on watch right now for the Tampa Bay Rays. They're no-hitting the Boston Red Sox, but they only have one hit of their own. And that game is scoreless. For the Stros, their game is wrapped up. Lost yesterday 4-3. And another one-run loss today to Toronto. 3-2 the final. Alex Manoa gets his third win. Boy, he's a up-and-comer, talented right-handed pitcher. Victor Miskai is ready to roll after the meeting on the mound. And the first pitch is a fastball up and outside. For Houston today, Alex Bregman did hit his third home run of the season. Inner half fastball called strike one on Miskai. It's 1-1. Runners on the corners. Fayetteville leading 3-1 with one away in this top of the seventh. A three-run home run from Palma. Mascai takes a big cut at a fastball right down the middle and was just a tick late. So Bregman providing all the runs today. 3-for-4 day for Michael Brantley. Next pitch, runner on the move to second, and Zebrowski will pocket the baseball. Cody Orr dives into second base. Dirties up the front of that gray uniform and has a stolen base. Kills any chance at a conventional double play, forces the infield to come in on the grass. The 2-2 to Mascai is grounded over to first. Backstrom picks up, steps on first, and now throws to third. Loperfido retreating to the bag. He gets in time. Durbin had to dig out a low throw, and that was near chaos. Loperfido was almost halfway down that third baseline, stopped dead in his tracks. Backstrom stepped on first and probably should have tried to throw across the diamond a little sooner. He kind of held on to the ball. He ran towards the mound to see where Loperfido was going to go, and that gave Joey just enough time to get back to the bag. So second and third, two gone on the three unassisted, and Jackson Hallmark trying to end his hitless night. He's 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts and takes a first pitch breaking ball at the top of the zone for strike one. Rodriguez from the stretch misses outside, ramps things up with a fastball, and it's 1-1. Braves, the big league affiliate of these Augusta Green Jackets, are playing in Atlanta tonight. The 1-1 nearly hit Hallmark, belt level and inside to the righty, and they're tied up with Miami 1-1 in the top of the second inning, an Ozzie Albies solo home run tonight. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Hallmark swings through a slider. Two balls and two strikes. Joey Loperfido singling, making it down to third on a stolen base and an error. Or walking and stealing second. Two in scoring position. Base hit could really make things comfortable here for Fayetteville. But Hallmark swings through a fastball and strikes out for a third time, ending the seventh inning. But Miguel Palma does damage. He rips a three-run home run over the left field wall and puts the Woodpeckers in front 3-1 as we stretch at SRP Park on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We're all stretched out at SRP Park, and the Woodpeckers suddenly lead 3-1 after being stifled for six innings, just one hit to show for it. Miguel Palma drives a three-run home run over the left field wall, and Edinson Bautista works with a lead. He delivers a first pitch strike to Adam Zebrowski, the Augusta righty and catcher. Takes a slider down and away. It is 1-1. Bautista stranded two runners in the sixth, and at this point now, Augusta's looking at that left on base total and wondering what could have been. Here's a grounder rolled out to short. Molina shuffling to his left, scoops up, throws strong to first, and retires Zabrowski one away.
Center fielder, Brandon Mosquito.
Augusta has left 11 on over the first six innings in this one, including the bases loaded in the fifth when they got their only run on an RBI ground out by Brandon Mosquito, who steps in. Mosquito up for a fourth time. He is one for two with a single and a walk. Here's the pitch from Bautista. Center cut fastball for strike one looking. Mekhi Backstrom will follow. Infield plays straight up against Mosquito. 0-1 pitch. Curveball down and outside. There is activity out there in the Woodpeckers pen. Side armor Jose Betances, who we've not seen yet this week, starting to warm. Pitch down to the dirt. Blocked with that chest protector by Palma. And the count at two balls and a strike. Now the 2-1. Inside, up near the chin, and sends Mosquito bailing out of the way. Bautista, who's already walked three and hit a batter, falls behind, three balls and a strike. Meanwhile, a baseball gets loose from the Fayetteville bullpen. And, oh, Eric Braun, the Fayetteville trainer, has made his way out of the dugout to check out Palma. He took one in the chest a moment ago and looked to be a little bit shaken up from that one. And he's talking with Joe Thon, the manager out there as well right now, just to see how he's feeling. Palma gives up the body, and he's one of the better pitch blockers, I can tell you right now, across the entire Carolina League. That's why the Astros like him, and he'll never tell you if he's hurting, so he must be bothered by something right now. He's extending that left arm, maybe a little shoulder issue he's trying to work out, squeezing that hand, and yeah, they're checking out the back of his left shoulder. Might have got clipped on a swing. I didn't really get a good look at that last pitch from Bautista, but they'll check up on Palma, make sure he's good to stay in this game. Meanwhile, you may have Freddy Guillamo starting to buckle up some gear down in the dugout just in case Palma can't stay in this one. Gives us a quick chance to peek over towards the High A scoreboard, where the Asheville Tourists are trying to grab a win against Jersey Shore, and they've actually completed their game today and fall again to Jersey Shore, the Phillies High A affiliate, 4-2. Tough start for the Asheville Tourists. They've started 2-12 to begin the season.
Catcher Miguel Palma.
And Miguel Palma, after getting a down in the crouch and receiving a warm-up toss from Edinson Bautista, gives the thumbs up and says he's good to stay in this game. Should note that the left shoulder that they were checking out for Palma, not his throwing shoulder. He's a right-hander. So that's his glove hand. Here comes the 3-1. And it missed up and inside. And I think he might have been caught on a backswing. That's my best guess. Mosquito was a righty on a backswing. If baseball or a bat hits you, it would get you on that left shoulder. And Mosquito is a guy that stands way back in the box, so it wouldn't surprise me if that's what happened. Ball four issued, fourth walk given up by Bautista. Now it's Mekhi Backstrom. Here's the pitch. He lifts it foul side of third. Over the dugout it goes and into the seats. Michael Sandel had a two-hit game today for Asheville. He finished 2-for-3. Six hits, though, for the Tourists, five singles. Ray Geither, former Woodpecker, had a solid start. He went 3 1/3 of scoreless ball, was lifted in the fourth inning. Walked a man, struck out three, but altogether the Tourists went 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position and left eight runners on. And that was the shortcoming in a 4-2 loss to Jersey Shore. One ball, one strike pitch from Bautista to Backstrom is down and away. And it's 2-1. Corpus Christi hooks are playing ball today as well. And they haven't quite thrown the first pitch just yet. They're in warm-ups right now at Whataburger Field hosting the Arkansas Travelers. A sword swing on a low and in breaking ball. Backstrom didn't want that one, but he went well too far. And it's now a two-ball, two-strike count. Mesquita standing on first. Fayetteville leading 3-1 thanks to the Miguel Palma three-run home run in the top of the seventh. One out as Mesquita takes his lead, and he's moving to second. Here comes the pitch. Backstrom yanks a line drive inside of the right field line, and it one hops the wall. And Whitaker misjudged the carom. Coming all the way around, Mesquita scores. Cutoff throw does not make it to third. Backstrom slides in and has another RBI triple. His second of this series, and it's a one-run game. 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh. He got an up and in fastball and started those hands early. And that ball got into the corner very quick. And Joe Thon's going to have a quick hook after seeing the walk and the RBI triple. Tying run 90 feet away. He's pulling Bautista from this game. And Jose Betances is going to try and get out of this one-out jam. Tough day for Bautista in his first outing here in North Augusta. Betances strolling out of the bullpen. We'll give you his numbers on the other side. 3-2 game. Fayetteville delivered a blow, and Augusta has counterpunched. We'll work you through the rest of the seventh when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Jose Betances takes over and inherits a man on third, one away in the bottom of the seventh, a 3-2 ball game, and he faces righty Caden Morton. Missing outside with a first pitch fastball, it's a one ball, no strike count. Backstrom moments ago tripling into the right field corner, bringing home Mesquita all the way from first, and cutting this to a one run game. Next pitch, down and away, and it's 2-0. Bautista had control issues today, kind of uncharacteristic for the young 19-year-old. He goes 2 1/3, gives up at the moment 2 earned runs, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. Morton takes a cut through an outside slider, and it's now 2-1. Betances used to these high leverage situations this year as he gets another slider by the swing of Morton, gets it back to 2-2. Does have a save this year and is out to a strong start, 5 2/3 total innings, 7 walks, 10 strikeouts. And the 2-2 home, down and away. Betances last pitched against Salem. That was on Sunday, and he earned the save, pitching a scoreless eighth and ninth inning and recording all six of his outs via strikeout. It was a dominating performance for Betances. He brings it in, and it's foul tipped at the plate. Keeps it where it is, 3-2 for Caden Morton. Competitive at-bats for both sides in this seventh after the pitching was the story over the first six. Morton battling with two strikes and a 3-2 coming home. He swings and misses. Big strikeout for Betances out of the bullpen. And a second out recorded. That brings up the DH, Victor DeHoyos, playing in just his first game of the series. And an 0-for-3 start. So this is a guy that you wanted to bring up with two outs and try and strand that go-ahead run down at third. 3-2, Fayetteville clinging to the lead. The Miguel Palma three-run shot, still the go-ahead swing. And here comes the pitch home. Inside, tied up, DeHoyos in knots. A little defensive swing as he broke the plane. I don't think he was trying to put bat on ball there. Just kind of bailed out of the zone and accidentally swung. Here's the 0-1. Off the end of the bat, he rolls a slider foul. It's a good pitch by Betances. That's side-winding action. He delivers kind of from a three-quarters arm slot, and that's tough for the righty to pick up. Works from that first base side of the rubber, comes set at the chest. Kicks and throws. And buries a slider on the low inside corner, gets him looking. Betances goes 1-2, strikes out a couple, and strands that go-ahead run down on third to hold the 3-2 lead as we go to the top of the eighth next from SRP Park on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, Bats, your attention, please. Check out the video board if this is your vehicle. Mercedes Blue
Scepter Technology приступила к производству компьютеров персональный спутник.
Top of the eighth inning, Starlin Rodriguez, who gave up the three-run home run to Miguel Palma in the seventh, is back out for the eighth, and he faces Quincy Hamilton at the top of the order. 3-2 our score. Stadium lights starting to shine down on this Saturday night. Sun has departed us, and Quincy Hamilton hoping for a base hit after an 0-for-3 night. Trying to get something going with Cerny and Molina scheduled as well. Fastball low, and it's 2-1 on Quincy. He's flied out to right twice and also grounded out to first. Hamilton now 1-for-14 this week against Augusta. The 2-1. Lines one towards the middle. Backhanded by Conley at short behind the bag. He throws to first and just gets Hamilton. Conley was shifted up the middle. It was kind of a low slicing line drive that short hopped him, and he made a nice backhanded stab about at his knees on the short hop and able to gather and throw to first. as well struck by Hamilton, just a little unlucky with the shift played on him. One gone in the eighth for Logan Cerny, who attacked a first pitch fastball his last time, flied out to center, and takes strike one, knee high on the inner half. Starlin Rodriguez works exclusively out of the stretch. A high left leg kick and a pop-up out of play it goes down the first base side. 0-2 on Cerny. He's without a hit. 0-3. Couple of strikeouts, but gave that pitch a good ride back in the seventh inning all the way towards the center field warning track. Chokes up a bit from that right side. Here's the 0-2. Fastball misses away. And the count at 1-2. Starlin Rodriguez, the 22-year-old from the Dominican Republic, Puerto Plata, where he grew up, throws his 1-2, and a foul tip is held onto by Zabrowski behind the plate. Cerny strikes out for a third time. Two quick outs and a different tone to this inning for a Starlin Rodriguez. Weren't sure what we'd see out of him after facing eight batters, giving up the three runs in the seventh, walking a couple. But he's looking more efficient since heading to the dugout for a breather. Leo Stanley Molina watches a breaking ball miss outside. Infield plays Molina straight up, and some dirt got in his eye. He steps out. He's wiping his eyes with that white batter's glove. Here's the 1-0. And a line drive smoked up the middle into shallow center. Leo Stanley Molina has himself a two-hit night. Perhaps the dirt in the eyes was a distractor. Who knows? But he was seeing clear there. And he roped a slider right back to where it came from.
Right fielder, Tyler Whitaker.
And a two-out single puts a man on for Tyler Whitaker. See if Molina tries to get aggressive here as well. He's got a good amount of speed. That single almost identical, and now the trainer's coming out. Molina still has something in his eye. This is not just a distraction. He is seated behind the first base bag, picking at his left eye, so I think something got in the eye. And Eric Braun checking it out along with Vincent Blue and hopefully Molina will be all right to carry on. He's put the helmet back on, is back over standing on the first base bag, and looks like he'll be all right to stay in this game. Gives Tyler Whitaker a moment to set himself up at the plate and get ready to take a swing. Whitaker, if he can reach, you have Palma, who hit the three-run home run, standing on deck. Fastball touches the inside of the zone, and it's a called first strike on Whitaker. Extended his hitting streak to 11 games with his seventh inning single. A line shot into left center field. Got a hold of a fastball, and here's the 0-1. Curveball down and outside. One ball and one strike. Whitaker's also gone down looking. That was against Landon Leach, and he also grounded out against Leach in the fourth, all a part of a 1-for-3 day. Pickoff throw over to first to check up on Molina. Might be picking on him a little bit after he had something seemingly stuck in his eye. Two away in the eighth, and Whitaker lifts this one into shallow left field. Conley, the shortstop, drifting out. Arms are out to his side. He can't find it, but now he does, right as it comes back down to planet Earth. He's able to find it in the stadium lights and end the inning. So Molina singles, is left stranded down on first base. We'll see if he goes back out to play short, dealing with that eye issue. Meanwhile, we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Woodpeckers clinging to a 3-2 close game on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Green Jackets fans will receive a special offer, 75-cent wings and half off draft beers after the game.
I want to bang on your drum.
Jose Betances gets to work a clean inning, bottom of the eighth, and Augusta trailing 3-2 to Fayetteville. Beginning of the inning, Connor Blair, right-hander and nine-hitter. He has flied out to center, bounced into a fielder's choice, and also popped out to short. Fastball in there from Betances for strike one. It's 1-1. Durbin will follow, and then Conley at the top of the order. Fayetteville being propped up by a three-run home run from Miguel Palma in the top of the seventh. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Low and in changeup. Betances preserving the lead in the seventh. He came in behind Edinson Bautista with Backstrom standing on third and struck out two in a row, Morton and De Hoyos. Big strikeouts for Betances. 1-2 in the air to straightaway right. Whitaker a stutter step forward and a two-hand grab at his shoulder to put away Blair. He's now 0 for 4.
Third baseman, Caleb Durbin.
One gone as we go to the top of the order. Caleb Durbin. I think perfect world, Joe Thon would be just fine with having Betances try and give the Woodpeckers 2 2/3 here. Especially since he has not pitched yet this week. Betances was scheduled today. Gusto gave Fayetteville 4. Bautista a little short of 3. Here's the 1-0. A check swing, but that's in the zone. It's 1-1. Betances, since he hasn't pitched since Sunday, assuming he keeps the pitch count down, stays efficient, could go the distance here. And simmers in a strike right down the middle. Tough pitch to lay off for Durbin. Must have been looking something different. Tances working fast. Gets his sign from Palma. Target set up to the outside of the plate. Here it comes. Sticks the bat out and just kind of bunts away a slider foul side of first. That time he was looking fastball. He got off speed and just said, I'm going to try and put my barrel in the zone and fight it away. Another 1-2 from Betances. Goes to a breaking ball and misses too far outside. That's a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Durbin with a single back in the third inning against Ryan Gusto. One of three hits given up by the Fayetteville starter across four scoreless. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Low slider. And Jose Betances has set down four straight. Three via the strikeout.
For the Green Jacket shortstop, Cal.
Two quick outs in the eighth. Bases are clear. And Cal Conley trying to extend things for the Green Jackets. Strikeout per inning number really starting to get beefed up for Betances. First pitch is on a bounce out towards short. Fielded near the bag by Molina. A step and throw to first. Conley done on one pitch. And Jose Betances has retired five in a row out of the bullpen and thrown a scoreless eighth inning. We head to the ninth, one-run game. Fayetteville trying to take the upper hand in this series and guarantee themselves a split. They lead 3-2 as we go top nine on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, fans, it's YMCA time. Come on, here we go.
Pump it up, pump it, 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 pump it,
Oklahoma. Our Bojangles blueberry biscuit batter of the game.
Miguel Palma leads off the top of the ninth inning. Fayetteville leading 3-2 thanks to his big three-run home run. He fouls off the first pitch. Miguel Palma has been named the Bojangles biscuit batter of the game, where if he strikes out, everybody wins biscuits. Well, he delivered a three-run biscuit back in the seventh inning. Chops the pitch foul, and it's 0-2. They were picking on Victor Mizcahy the last couple nights because of his strikeout percentage, but went backfired on his Augusta promotional crew tonight. Palma swings, chops another one foul past Joe Thon over on the third base side. Really, one big swing has been it tonight for Fayetteville. They were shut down for six innings by Landon Leach until Palma delivered the three-run home run. Average is down for Palma compared to his low at-bats last year, but power and run production is up. Here's the 0-2 again, and it's down and away. Runs all the way to the backstop. Coming into tonight, Palma had as many at-bats this season as he had last season with the Woodpeckers, 39 ABs. Last year he was at 308. Coming into tonight, he was at 231. But he didn't have a home run last year, two already this year, and a big one tonight, the 1-2 pitch. Just got the end of the bat off of it. And keeps it alive. Couple of doubles this year for Palma as well. 10 walks, 10 strikeouts. He's walking a little bit more, and he's striking out a little bit less. Well, I might take the start to the plate he's having this year compared to a season ago. Fastball runs up and in from Starlin Rodriguez. He continues to work after that turbulent seventh inning. Next pitch, the 2-2, up and inside. It's 3-2. Starlin Rodriguez overthrown a little bit. Infield playing straight up, 3-2 pitch, and he chops it out towards short. Take that for biscuits. A grab by Conley and a throw down to first to retire Miguel Palma. But nobody's getting Bojangles tonight, and I don't think Palma cares one bit. One away, and Joey Loperfido stepping in. Loperfido is 1-for-3 with a ground out to short. He's also bounced out to second. And first pitch fastball nearly grazed him. Belt level on the inside. Loperfido single in the seventh inning has extended his hitting streak a little bit. Loperfido came in tonight on a four-gamer, and now he's hitting five straight. Had the day off earlier in the week, but a base hit yesterday. Two-hit game, in fact, yesterday. A couple of singles and a base hit tonight. He fouls the pitch away, and it's now a 1-1 on Loperfido. Big-time turnaround, though, in some of the numbers early on for Joey. He played in 19 games last year for Fayetteville, batted just 116. 1-1, bounces to the plate, blocked by Zabrowski. We've mentioned on the broadcast just how much time he spent in the cage fine-tuning the swing. And, well, 116 a year ago, coming into tonight, 275 with the on-base at 341. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it's lifted out of play. And his on base last year with that 116 average, it was around 270. So he's getting on this season about 7% more than he did over the small sample size a year ago. Sprays an opposite way dribbler towards third, and he runs through first safely. A delayed throw. Durbin came charging in. He tried to throw off balance and sailed it. It disappeared into the bullpen, but didn't leave the field of play. At least we don't think. We'll see if Loperfido heads down to second. Lost that baseball. And Loperfido, he is heading to second. Okay, so Fayetteville have a man in scoring position. I think that ball sailed into the stands just beyond the protective netting that ends at the far side of the Fayetteville dugout. That ball sailed into the first row of seats. Loperfido will get credit for the infield single, beating out that dribbler to third. His second hit of the game, back-to-back multi-hit games for Loperfido. And an E5 throwing error will send him down to second base. Sugarland Space Cowboys are trailing tonight in the bottom of the first. They're just underway out in Tacoma, Washington, starting a little bit earlier than they have earlier in the week. A meeting on the mound. Pitching coach Mike Steed was out there conferencing with the infield. So man on second, Loperfido. Something in the outfield could easily score Lope. And now here's Orr slashing one to right field. It's down for a hit. And they give Loperfido the stop sign, but Blair bobbles the ball. He bobbled it in right. Loperfido comes down the line, and Fayetteville gets a huge insurance run in the ninth. It's 4-2. Joe Thon had given Loperfido the stop sign. It was a liner that was well hit. Got to Blair quickly, and he booted it. That was right to him. An easy pickup, and it must have come off of the glove funny. And Loperfido scores on another error, the second of the inning. The throwing error and now the botch play in right to bring up Victor Miskai. Cody Orr making it down to second on the play. There's still just one out. And we'll see if that run makes a difference in a close game like tonight. That is huge. An error like that is magnified tenfold. And Miskai takes one outside. It pops out of Zabrowski's glove, rolls towards the on-deck circle, and Orr moves to third on what will probably be a pass ball. So the fielding getting away from Augusta a little bit here. The bad throw, the drop in right, the pass ball. Cody Orr would be another big insurance run. He's standing down on third. Orr going to have to be patient here if there's something on the infield with one out. Infield is in on the grass. Miskai takes a strike, and it's now two balls and one strike. Estarlin Rodriguez in trouble, throws and misses outside. The count is 3-1. Everybody in on the grass. Fayetteville trying to extend to their largest lead of the game, and they do. Victor Miskai belts it deep to right field, and you can kiss this one goodbye. He might have just put it into the Savannah River. A two-run home run, the second multi-run homer of the game for Fayetteville. And they jump up big. It's 6-2. A three-run blast in the seventh. The two-run home run from Miskai in the ninth.
Second baseman, Jackson Hallmark.
It's a three-run ninth inning. And with that big swing, Nestor Perez is coming out of the dugout to take the ball from his right-hander. Victor Miskai crushes his second home run of the year. It's been a nice series for Miskai, who's now driven in five this week. He chases Estarlin Rodriguez from this game, extends to a four-run advantage, and Augusta going to the bullpen. We'll tell you about the new right-hander in a moment. Miskai might have one floating down the river across the Georgia state line. He's put Fayetteville up 6-2 when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a call to the bullpen. A Monday warrior, mean strike.
Jackson Hallmark faces the new Augusta right-hander Peyton Williams with one out. The base is empty in the top of the ninth inning. Fayetteville distancing themselves. A two-run home run from Victor Miskai deep over the right field wall against Starlin Rodriguez. And Williams takes over, delivers a strike to Hallmark. It's 1-1. Miskai's second of the year. Another multi-run home run for Fayetteville. And their 15th long ball of the season as a squad. Breckenball down and outside. It's now two balls and a strike. Miskai got an up and in fastball, was looking fastball and didn't miss it. You might have been able to tell from the noise on our crowd microphone. It was loud coming off the barrel. Hallmark aiming for us. Shoots one over our head and out of play. Just a completely different offense over the final three innings of this game. Fayetteville was held scoreless into one hit by the starter Landon Leach. Different story against the bullpen. As Starlin Rodriguez gets roughed up for all six of the runs. Quick tabulation of how many are unearned. There'll be a couple when it's all said and done. At least one coming in the seventh. Hallmark breaks the bat, lofts a liner to shallow right, and that falls for a base hit. Everything's working right now for the Fayetteville offense. Their fourth consecutive hit. And all guys at the bottom of the order contributing. Loperfido, Orr, Miskai, and now Hallmark with a base hit against Peyton Williams. And that brings up Quincy Hamilton, who you know wants to get involved after starting 0-for-4. Leaving that left line open, the third baseline. Hamilton swings at the first one, fouls it into the screen. 0-1 count to start out Hamilton. He's flied out to right twice, also grounded out to first and short. Two guys here, Hamilton and Cerny, who stands on deck, a combined 0-for-8 in this one. They're trying to get involved. 0-1 home, looked a little high, maybe inside, but a called strike two. A fastball delivered in from Peyton Williams. Williams stands 6-1 out there, originally from Pinehurst, not too far from Fayetteville. Catawba College graduate. Rolled foul along first. Stays at 0-2 on Hamilton. Now 6 runs on 9 hits for Fayetteville. 3 errors. Both defenses have committed 3 errors in this one. 2 runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors for Augusta. A nod of the head, long set, the pitch. Grounded out towards second. Quintero backhands to second one. Conley the turn to first, and a double play to end the inning. 4-6-3 it goes. Quincy Hamilton rolls into the inning ender, but Fayetteville delivers another big swing. A 2-run home run by Victor Miskai. Their second home run of the night, third of this series, puts them up 6-2 as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
A big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing, we will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. We will rock you. Sing it. We will rock you. Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place. We will rock you. Sing it. We will rock you.
Jose Betances has retired five in a row out of the bullpen, and he is back on the bump for the bottom of the ninth as Fayetteville tries to seal up a 6-2 victory. A fastball misses down and outside. It's 1-0. Six runs, all coming from the seventh inning forward for Fayetteville. The 1-0 on the inner corner, called a strike to Geraldo Quintero. Betances wants to seal this up. He'll get his second save of the year. He has to get through the heart of the order. Quintero, Zabrowski, and Mesquita. He misses down in the dirt with a breaking ball, and it's 2-1. Betances, one save in his only previous opportunity. That came on Sunday against Salem. 2-1. And it misses outside. And although there's not defined roles, so to say, in the bullpen at this level, low A for Fayetteville, Jose Betances is showing that he's a guy that can pitch with a lead late and pitch in high leverage. The 3-1. Tap to the plate. Geraldo Quintero has doubled tonight, is altogether 1-for-3 and also reached on a walk, is 1-for-11 in the series. Fastball gets away, misses very far outside, and Quintero going to sprint down to first as Palma sprints to the backstop to pick up that baseball.
Catcher number 28, Adam Zabrowski.
So here comes Adam Zabrowski. Augusta cleanup man has been a non-impact so far in this one, just with a walk in the fifth. A slider works to the outside corner and just missed, 1-0. Zabrowski has bounced out twice and flied out to right. Here's the 1-0. Misses low. Two balls and no strikes. Fayetteville bullpen inactive. Largest win of the week was a 7-1 victory for Fayetteville on Thursday. Their largest victory of the season, in fact, winning margin-wise, a 6-run win. Pitch inside, pops out of Palma's glove and goes to the backstop. A pass ball sends Quintero down to third. And it's now a 3-0 count on Zabrowski. The rare pass ball from Palma. Well, the man now on second, though. Walk would set up a force at all bases. And right now, you just got to throw strikes up four. No major danger immediately. As Betances delivers a fastball right over the middle, and it's 3-1. Brandel Mesquita, though, Augusta's leading average hitter, he stands on deck. Here's the throw home, and it's outside ball four. Betances lost him, and he's issued consecutive walks to start the ninth. Tying run still represented on deck, but the last thing you want to do is kind of inject some hope back in Augusta that they can rally after you jumped them in the last few innings. Three-run home run from Palma, two-run home run by Mascai. Mesquita has been on three times today. He's walked twice and also connected for a single. Even his out was productive, an RBI ground out that's brought home one of the two Augusta runs. The other coming on an RBI triple from Mekhi Backstrom in the seventh. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And a slider bends to the middle of the dish, and it's 1-1. And the whole Saturday night crowd still hanging with us tonight. Post-game fireworks that they're getting ready for. Here's the 1-1. Off the end of the bat and lined into the screen on the first base side. The walk to Zabrowski was the seventh given up tonight by Fayetteville pitching. And Mesquita chases one outside. That's strike three. Wasn't the best pitch for Betances, but he got a good result. It was a fastball I think if you asked him, nowhere close to where he wanted it, down and outside, but Mosquito went after it. Usually a pretty disciplined hitter. Strikes out in a big moment, and Mekhi Backstrom digging into that left side. First one to him is on the low outside corner. Looked outside, but it's called a strike. Betances gets a generous call from Jared Molman. And a big rip goes at him with a fastball. He swings and misses, and it's 0-2. That Mosquito strikeout is huge. You did not want to face Mekhi Backstrom representing the tying run with the bases loaded. Backstrom's driven in a run with a triple tonight. He had a two-run triple and an RBI double yesterday. Last couple days, he has been the best hitter for Augusta, delivering some late swings when they've needed him. And Betances still in front, 1-2. He looks into Palma, has his sign come set at the chest. Palma setting the target up and in. Here comes the pitch, and he missed his mark. Down and outside with a fastball. Counted 2 balls, 2 strikes. All three of Backstrom's hits in this series have gone for extra bases. 2 triples and the double. The 6'5 lefty swings and nubs one foul along first. Backstrom, a guy that was supposed to break into low A last year, delayed to this year. A lot of swing and miss in his game. Strikeouts were an issue for him a season ago. Struck out about 50% of the time at the rookie level. Has not struck out tonight. The 2-2. Down and inside. Nearly clipped him on his back foot. In fact, Backstrom has struck out just 2 times this whole week. So it's been a better series for him in terms of making contact. His walk in the fifth inning was the first time he had reached on ball 4 this week. And now a big pitch here. Runners on first and second in a 6-2 game. One away in the bottom of the ninth. And the 3-2 pitch gets him swinging strike 3. Betances weaves a slider around the outside corner of the plate. A backdoor pitch to Backstrom. And it sends him packing. Betances has bounced back with consecutive strikeouts after his 2 walks. 5 for him now out of the pen. And Augusta is down to their final out. Fayetteville right on the cusp of guaranteeing themselves a series split here on the road and set them up for a chance to win their first series in 2022 tomorrow. Caden Morton is in. He has struck out all 4 times he's been to the plate, and he takes strike 1. Next one home, down to the dirt. 1 ball and 1 strike. Fayetteville at the same time trying to avoid being the first Carolina League team to lose 10 games this year. The 1-1 out of the stretch from Betances is fouled into the screen, and Augusta down to their final breath. Morton trying to avoid what some may call the platinum sombrero, a 5-strikeout game. Betances gets a new baseball from the ump, rubs it up, gets on the rubber, kicks and fires, and misses outside with a slider, a check swing. They appeal, and on appeal, he held up. 2-2 on Morton. Quintero on second, Zabrowski on first. Betances offering the break even. He got him swinging. Betances strikes out the side of the ninth. 2 more Augusta base runners are left stranded, and the Woodpeckers come from behind tonight. They were shut down for 6 innings until the home run ball in the 7th and the 9th inning propels them to a 6-2 win and an upper hand in this series going to Sunday. Well, we were wondering when the long ball would show back up in North Augusta. It did tonight on a little bit of a warm Saturday evening. Fayetteville grabs win number 5 by a 6-2 final. We'll tell you all about it when we return in a moment for the post-game wrap-up on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
That's Mackay's trick.
Starter.
Weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
The Woodpeckers homer their way to a win tonight in North Augusta. A big three-run blast from Miguel Palma and a nail in the coffin two-run home run from Victor Mizcai lead to a 6-2 win as Fayetteville comes from behind and overcomes some really difficult starting pitching rolled out by the Green Jackets to improve to 5-9 overall, take the upper hand in this series and give themselves a chance to win their first series of the 2022 season going into the Sunday afternoon ballgame tomorrow. Final line scores in this one, Woodpeckers 6 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors. And for the Augusta Green Jackets, 2 runs on 5 hits and 3 errors of their own as they fall to 6-8. The winning pitcher is Edinson Bautista. Although he wasn't his best tonight control-wise, the Woodpeckers took the lead in the bottom of the 7th when he was on the mound, and they did not surrender it the rest of the way. Top seven, when they grabbed the lead. A Starlin Rodriguez, the man that gave up the three-run home run to Miguel Palma as Fayetteville pulled in front. He suffers the loss, falling to 0-1. And Jose Betances, two scoreless innings out of the bullpen. He has really forged out a nice little role as a guy that can pitch with leads late. 2 2/3, in fact, tonight for Betances of scoreless, hitless baseball, walking 2 and striking out 6. Our final time of game, 2 hours and 43 minutes in front of an SRP Park crowd of 4,664. They're getting ready for some fireworks here at SRP Park, so a big chunk of our crowd still hanging out with us. If you weren't with us for the majority of tonight, quickly recapping how the scoring transpired in this one. It all started with solid starting pitching. There were no runs to speak of until Augusta opened things up in the bottom of the fifth inning. But Ryan Gusto, Fayetteville starter, went four scoreless, giving up just three hits, walking one, striking out three. Sinker baller Landon Leach was nearly untouchable. He delivered a quality start for the Jackets tonight, going six scoreless innings, giving up just a hit. One hit, Leo Stanley Molina, a single in the first inning. He retired 11 in a row to close his night and struck out eight in total, allowing just one walk to Victor Mizcai in the third inning. Fifth, though, as we mentioned, that's when Augusta took the lead for the first time. Cal Conley singled, made it over to second base on a walk from Geraldo Quintero, and a double steal put two in scoring position. Adam Zabrowski then reached at first on a walk, and Brandel Mosquita bounced out to third and allowed Conley to score one of two Augusta runs and giving them a 1-0 lead. Now, with Edinson Bautista on the mound, he walked Backstrom, which loaded the bases, but then struck out Caden Morton. That was a big strikeout to strand the bases loaded and continued a trend tonight for Augusta, who left 14 runners on in total and combined were 0-16 with runners in scoring position on the night. So credit Fayetteville's bullpen in those tough spots where runners were in second and third. They did not give up hits tonight and allow Augusta to rally when they did get multiple runners on. The Green Jackets held that 1-0 lead until the seventh inning. That's when Starlin Rodriguez gave up the blast. He walked Leo Stanley Molina. Tyler Whitaker singled into left field, and then Miguel Palma drilled a three-run home run over the left field wall to go in front 3-1. Augusta did counterpunch in the bottom of the seventh against Edinson Bautista. Brandel Mosquita, in this one, as we'll turn our mic down, the fireworks are about to pop off. Brandel Mosquita, he reached on a walk, and then Mekhi Backstrom tripled him home with a line drive into the right field corner and turned it to a 3-2 game. Fayetteville had a single in the eighth inning, but Molina was left aboard against Starlin Rodriguez. He returned for the ninth, and Miguel Palma led off with a ground out. Joey Loperfido then singled, advanced to second on a throwing error by the third baseman. Cody Orr reached on a base hit, which brought home Loperfido, and the Orr base hit in right was bobbled by the right fielder Blair. That allowed Loperfido to come home and score. And then a two-run home run in the following at-bat from Victor Mizcai iced this game, made it 6-2. Chase to Starlin Rodriguez from the game, and then Quincy Hamilton bounced into a double play to end the ninth inning. Jose Betances, he enjoyed that lead the entire way to the finish tonight. He struck out two batters in the seventh, stranding a man on third at the time, which was the tying run. Backstrom went 1-2-3 in the eighth, gave up a couple walks to begin the bottom of the ninth inning to the point where Augusta had the tying run in the on-deck circle, but he then struck out Brandel Mosquita, struck out Mekhi Backstrom, and struck out Caden Morton three straight, punches out six out of the bullpen over 2 2/3 scoreless, again locking up his second save of the season, tying him for the Carolina League saves first place spot on the leaderboard this year. So Bautista the win, 1-0. Rodriguez suffers the loss, 0-1. The Woodpeckers improve to 5-9, and Augusta falls to 6-8. That sets us up for our series conclusion tomorrow. As we mentioned, Fayetteville, if they can take 4-6, that'll be a series winner for the first time in 2022. And tomorrow they will be turning it to right-handed pitcher Nick Swanson. An 0-1 record and a 6.75 ERA for Swanson tomorrow in the afternoon contest at 1:35 p.m. He'll be opposed by right-hander Tyler Owens, who got the start for Augusta on Tuesday in the opener. Owens 1-0 with a 5.14 ERA over his previous two starts this year. Should be a fun one to bring you. We'll have our pregame show kicking off at 1:25 p.m. Eastern time for a 1:35 first pitch as we wrap things up in North Augusta. Of course, the Woodpeckers split the six-game series here at SRP Park a year ago. Worst comes to worst, they split again, but they'd love to get back to Segra Stadium for Tuesday's series opener against Kannapolis, winners of 4-6 against a South Division opponent, the Augusta Green Jackets. Regarding that next game at Segra Stadium, looking for tickets, call the box office or walk right on up to Segra Stadium beginning on Monday, the off day for Fayetteville. Grab some tickets as the Kannapolis Cannonballers come to town. 7:05 p.m. Eastern time, first pitch Tuesday, April 26th. And the Woodpeckers will be in town through next Sunday in that six-game series against the Cannonballers. That'll do it for us tonight in North Augusta. Final line scores for one final time, 6 runs, 9 hits, and three errors for Fayetteville. The winners of this one, Augusta, two runs, five hits, and three errors of their own. A big thanks to Colin Casey back at home base tonight in Fayetteville, monitoring social media, clipping the highlights of those sweet home runs, and keeping us informed on everything going on around the social media scene. And he'll be back on the broadcast beginning Tuesday with the Kannapolis Cannonballers series. And a big thanks to all of our fans that tuned in tonight, whether you tuned in for one pitch, one inning, one full game. We appreciate however long you stayed and making us a part of your Saturday night plans. Until tomorrow, first pitch, 1:35 p.m. with a 1:25 pregame show. I'm Andrew Chapman, signing off from North Augusta on a beautiful Saturday night. The Woodpeckers come from behind and homer their way tonight to a 6-2 victory. Fayetteville wins, takes the upper hand in the series. We'll talk to you tomorrow for the series conclusion from North Augusta. So long from SRP Park, and have a wonderful rest of your Saturday night.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.